Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Well, good evening, everybody. I'm Tracy Pitcox. Welcome to a very special edition of our Hits Radio program right here at KNEL-FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com. Tonight we honor the most awarded lady in the history of country music. Country Music Hall of Famer Loretta Lynn passed away on October the 4th, 2022 at her home in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. And tonight we honor Loretta Lynn and her legacy by hearing a lot of her music, some special interviews with her, plus some special transcriptions as well from her performances on the Grand Ole Opry. That's tonight, right here on KNEL's Hits Radio Show. Hour number three of our special tribute to Loretta Lynn tonight. We'll be hearing some more interviews with Loretta that we've done throughout the years during the next couple of hours. Plus, we're playing some more rare transcriptions from the stage of the Ryman Auditorium. And these are back in the 1960s, where Loretta was a frequent guest on the Opry at that particular time, and also the number one female vocalist in country music at the time. This is a very, very interesting night because Teddy and Doyle Wilburn actually introduced Loretta, and I believe Teddy helps her sing a current single that she had out at the time with Ernest Tubb, a song called Sweet Thing that was written by Nat Stuckey. And Teddy mentions at the beginning of this particular song that Ernest Tubb is on the show, but he's not at the Opry House at that particular time. But during the course of Teddy and Loretta singing this song, E.T. comes in and interrupts them, and you can hear the crowd response that they actually make Loretta and E.T. sing the song over again because of the tremendous response from the audience at the Opry House that night. So let's go back to the Grand Ole Opry for this rare transcription of Loretta Lynn, the Wilburn Brothers, and the late Ernest Tubb.
Right now, let's welcome back to our microphone Miss Loretta Lynn, ladies and gentlemen. Loretta, you have a big hit song recorded with Ernest Tubb called Sweet Thing.
That's right.
Huh? I'd like very much to introduce you folks to the Texas troubadour Ernest Tubb. Make him welcome, will you? Like I said, I would like to, but Ernest is not here yet. He'll be here a little later on tonight.
I'm going to do Ernest's part on Sweet Thing,
Teddy,
okay?
Teddy's going to sing Ernest's part, and Teddy and Loretta's going to do Sweet Thing for you, all righty?
I slipped out of the house about sundown. Mama was a-washing her hair. And you can bet your bottom dollar she'll come looking for me when she finds that I'm not there. And if she catches her sweet thing running around, I know there'll be the devil to pay. She'll come blowing like a cyclone through that door, and I can hear exactly what she'll say. I give my baby all my money on payday, except a little she don't know that I got. And there's a cute little waitress down at the corner cafe, and she seems to like me quite a lot. Well, we were sitting in this back booth having a talk, right, Ernest?
She's believing every word that I said. The door blew open, Loretta rolled in, yelling loud enough to wake the dead.
Well, has anybody here seen Sweet Thing? I got a notion he'll be headed this way. Cause when my sweet thing is out tomcatting around, he finds a sandbox like just a play.
Kid neither.
Take my advice, and if you blink more than twice, you better have something in
come on, Ernest. Mr. Cooper won't care. You can sign the loan.
I give my baby all my money on payday, except a little she don't know that I got. There's a cute little waitress at the corner cafe, and she seems to like me quite a lot. We were sitting in this back booth having a talk. She'd believe in every word that I said. When the door blew open, Loretta walked in, yelling loud enough to wake the dead.
Well, is anybody here?
Yeah.
It's a world for the lonely, gone insane. I brought along the little pieces of me he left behind. Got no place to go but crazy.
No place to go but crazy, right out of my mind. Loretta Lynn tonight as we're honoring Loretta's legacy. And we're going back a few years. This actually is from an interview that I did with Loretta shortly after she went back out on the road once again. She had taken some time off as her husband, Dew, was very ill and after his passing. And she went back out on the road, and I caught up with her before a show one night and asking her a few things. And this part of the interview is her talking a little bit about the movie Coal Miner's Daughter and about especially Tommy Lee Jones and Sissy Spacek and about her brand new tour bus she had just bought, as well as her writing a new book, being out on the road again, and also reactivating her fan club.
Yes, I'm doing a new book, and we're starting that. And I think this one will be better than the other one. Because I've got so much more to tell in this one than I did the other one. I didn't have sense enough to tell all the things in the first one. Now I've really got some stories to tell.
But really, you were the first country music artist that they made a complete motion picture out of.
Yes.
Because of that book.
Well, yes, and really, you know, they wanted to do it on TV, and I said, no, I'm not going to do a TV movie. I'm doing a movie. So they come back to me after I said this, and said about 10 minutes later, I said, well, guess what? We got the movie. I already knew it was going to be one because I was talking to the movie people. You know, Universal was MCA, and that's who I was recording for. So they'd already been talking to me about it, so I wasn't going to settle for a TV thing.
Tommy Lee Jones has a ranch about 30 miles from Brady, where we're from.
Yeah.
And you told me an interesting story one time about Sissy, about you picking Sissy for the movie.
Yeah, she's the only one to pick. And Dude kind of got a little jealous of Tommy Lee, I think. And poor little old Tommy Lee bought him a sweater, you know, a green sweater, and he had his hair dyed red, and he'd come into Vegas to meet Doolittle. And I felt so sorry for him. He walks in, and he says to Dude, he says, well, how'd it look? He said, yeah. He said, well, how you like my hair? He said, okay. And I didn't think he's ever going to talk to him. He never talked to the boy. And finally, when the movie started and the kid got onto the bulldozer and had to drive the truck and everything, and the doggone Jeep, Dew had to help him. So He got over being jealous of him. But that was funny. It was funny.
And you, as a matter of fact, decided Sissy was going to play your part before she even knew it.
Before she even knew it, yeah. Yeah, I'd already picked her out.
And your brand new bus is something that you have to be very proud of.
Yeah, I'm real proud of it.
Why did you decide to buy a new tour bus?
Well, because I'm not just a tour in. I want to go places in it, too. You know, I've got it fixed to this big kitchen and everything in it. It's just not just for that. It's just for whatever I want to do.
Go camping now.
Go camping. Go in and do anything.
And a new fan club.
Yep. New fan club.
Cindy Ann Atkins, a longtime friend of yours.
Yes. Been with me, ever since I've been in the business. Yeah, and it's going great.
Sounds like Loretta Lynn is coming back stronger than ever.
Well, have you got that one of them things to give him? One of them interviews?
Yeah.
I want you to give him an interview. That I just played New York City, and we had him hanging from the rafters.
Oh, wow.
And there wasn't nobody there over 16 years old. This was really weird.
Uh-huh.
And when you read this article, you'll understand what I'm talking about.
There's Loretta Lynn fans being born today.
Yeah.
What do you look forward to for the future?
Here's two of them right here. Girls, there's them shoes, honey, that Mommy bought you and you never did take them. Well, look, I'm hot.
Anything you want to tell your fans in Central Texas, Loretta?
Yeah, I want to tell them I love them, and they're the only reason my kids are here today is because they fed them, because people in Texas did take care of me. They really did.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, honey.
One of the most successful periods of Loretta Lynn's career was whenever she teamed with the country music great Conway Twitty. Now, Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty both had a very successful recording career, but once they teamed together, starting back in 1971, they recorded some tremendous records, including 10 studio albums, 7 compilation albums, 13 singles were released as a duet, and 2 charted B-sides as well. While signed to Decca and MCA as solo artist, Twitty and Lynn both charted 12 duet singles in the top 10 of Billboard's country music charts, including 5 number one hits, with many great recordings and singles, including songs like After the Fire Is Gone, which was their first big hit back in 1971. They followed it with songs like Lead Me On, Louisiana Woman, Mississippi Man, As Soon As I Hang Up the Phone, Feelings, I Can't Love You Enough, From 7 to 10, and so many more. They had a special recording relationship, and they also had a very special friendship that left great music for fans literally all over the world.
Bottle is almost empty. The clock just now struck ten. Darling, I had to call you to our favorite place again.
We know it's wrong for us to meet, but the fire's gone out at home, and there's nothing cold.
I broke the chains, the ring of gold. Do I wanna be free? Did I wanna be free? Yeah, I wanna be free. Free.
So many of the songs, including I Wanna Be Free, were written as Loretta Lynn was traveling literally all over the country. The next song that we're going to play, You're Looking at Country, is in response to viewing the open country while touring on the road in her bus. Of course, Loretta spent hundreds of days every year on the road, and Loretta said that she was inspired by all the meadows and the hills that she saw while passing through the country to write You're Looking at Country. The song was unlike anything that Loretta had been releasing at the time besides Coal Miner's Daughter from the previous year. This was because the song did not speak of common subjects that Loretta often used in her songs, such as drunk husbands, adultery, and of course, fighting back. She said, I had to write You're Looking at Country as a love song, or it wouldn't sell. I got the idea from looking at my land. I wanted to write what I saw, but it wasn't just a love song. You're Looking at Country is about Loretta describing how country she is by saying she loves running through the cornfields and singing a country hymn. She later goes on to say, if you're looking at me, you're looking at country. And that was something that Loretta Lynn was always proud to be.
And what you see, 'cause if you're looking at me, you're looking at country. You don't see no city when you look at me, 'cause the country's all I am. I love running barefooted through the old corn fields, and I love that country ham. Well, you say I'm a man just to fit your plans, but there's a barnyard shovel fit your hand. Show you around if you show me a wedding band. I said a wedding band. When it comes to love, well, I know about that. Country folks all know where it's at. If you're looking at me, you're looking at country. You don't see no city when you look at me, 'cause country is all I am. I love a running barefooted through the old corn.
The rain is a-falling, the faucet is a-dripping, and the kids are a-bawling. One of them a-toddling, and one is a-crawling, and
one's on the way.
I'm glad that Rockwell Welch just signed a $1 million pact, and Debbie's out in Vegas working up a brand new act, while the TV's showing
speaker, the screen doors are banging. The coffee's boiling over and the wash needs a hanging. One wants a cookie and one wants a changing and
one's on the way.
Now what was I doing? Jimmy, get away from there. Darn, there goes the phone. Hello, honey. What's that you say? You're bringing a few old army buddies home? You're calling from a bar? Get away from there. No, not you, honey. I was talking to the baby. Wait a minute, honey, the doorbell. Honey, could you stop at the market and... Hello? Hello? Well, I'll be. The girls in New York City, they all march for women's lib. And better homes and gardens show the modern way to live. And the pill may change the world tomorrow, but meanwhile today, here in Topeka, the flies are a-buzzing. The dog is a-barking and the floor needs a-scrubbing. One needs a-spanking and one needs a-hugging, Lord.
One's on the way.
Oh, gee, I hope it ain't twins again.
Well, certainly, as we all know by now, Loretta was not afraid to tackle tough lyrics in country music. And back in 1972, she wrote a song and recorded it called Rated X. Rated X was Loretta's sixth number one country single as a solo artist. And the single spent a week at the number one slot and a total of 14 weeks on the country music charts. The song actually dealt with the stigma faced by divorced women during the early 1970s and was regarded as somewhat controversial at the time. In 2001, a live version was used as the B-side of Hotel Yorba, single by the White Stripes, and in the 1990s, Jack White, leader of the rock and roll band The White Stripes, often, of course, talking about his admiration of Loretta's music, included Rated X in the White Stripes concerts. And then, of course, he and Loretta would later collaborate on an album in 2004 called Van Leer Rose.
It didn't It brought you shame and disgrace. The world has tumbled in your face, 'cause they call our love a backstreet affair. They say you wrecked my home. I'm a husband that's gone wrong. They don't know the sorrow that we had to bear. For the one that I'm tied to was the first to prove untrue. Yet they call our love a backstreet affair.
Another one of those great Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn songs called A Backstreet Affair. The 1970s were a very special time for Loretta Lynn and her career after the big hit Coal Miner's Daughter, and also the title of her book about her life story being released back in 1976. Just about anything she released during the 70s became a chart record. She had songs, like we mentioned, Rated X, which peaked at number one. Following year, she had Love is the Foundation, a successful album by that same title, Hey Loretta, also became a top five hit for Loretta, followed by The Pill, which was one of the first songs to discuss birth control. Many of Loretta's songs were autobiographical, and Loretta felt that no topic was off limits as long as it was relatable to women. In 1976, she did release her autobiography called Coal Miner's Daughter with the help of writer George Vesey. It became one of the best-selling books ever in the country music industry, with more than 8 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. The continued partnership with the great Conway Twitty would also garner her several more years of success with some more very interesting awards. Loretta and Conway were named the Vocal Duo of the Year by the Country Music Association. The Academy of Country Music named them Best Vocal Duet back in 1971, 74, 75, and also 1976. The American Music Award selected them as the favorite country duo in 1975, 76, and 77. And the fan-voted Music City News, which was always very good to Loretta, voted them the number one duet every year between 1971 and 1981 inclusive. In addition to their five number one singles, they also had seven other top 10 hits between 1976 and 1981. But Loretta continued as well with all the solo hits that she had during that time period, including this great number.
When you left me, you thought I'd die. Sit at home alone and cry. And it hurts me because that you
I've often been asked many times what my favorite Loretta Lynn song was, and I'm certainly biased. I have been a huge fan of Loretta for a very long time, literally all of my life. And I often refer to this next song that I'm going to play for you tonight. This particular song has a special meaning for a couple of reasons. It was written by Shel Silverstein, a great songwriter in the country music business, and recorded by Loretta back in 1972. She recorded this at Bradley's Barn. I'll never forget, after Dew had passed away, going to see her in concert. And I saw her perform this particular song, and Loretta wasn't much about showing a lot of emotion on stage, but she showed emotion that night and had a very tough time getting through this particular song. And I saw the love she had for it and the meaning she had for it that particular night, and ever since then it had become one of my favorite Loretta Lynn songs. And she was even kind enough to sing it for me a time or two at some of her concerts. Here's Loretta Lynn from 1972 doing a song called Here I Am Again.
I told you that I'd never come around again, but here I am again. Again, I said I'd never let you let me down again, but here I am again. Here I am. Here I am. Here we are. The story. Got weak again, and here I am again. Here I am. Here I am. Here we are. The story.
Oh. sneakers, hot pants, and a few little fancy frills. Yeah, I'm making up for all those years since I've got the pill. I'm tired of all your crowing, how you and your hens play, while holding a couple in my arms, another's on the way. This chicken's done for a purr nest, and I'm ready to make a deal. And you can't afford to turn it down, 'cause you know I've got the pill. This incubator is overused, because you kept it filled. The feeling good comes easy now, since I've got the pill. It's getting dark, it's roosting time, tonight's too good to be real. Oh, but daddy, don't you worry none, 'cause mama's got the pill. Oh, daddy, don't you worry none, 'cause mama's got the pill.
We're going to go back and pick up one of those great transcriptions from the 1960s. Some of these have not been heard on radio since they were first aired on the Grand Ole Opry Show back in the 1960s. This is from the Ryman Auditorium, where Loretta was a guest that night, of the Willis Brothers, on the Willis Brothers portion. And she's going to sing her current single, a song called Happy Birthday.
I know this young lady has lots of fans all over the country. So once again, let's make welcome Loretta Lynn. Loretta, honeychild, would you come out here and... I'm going to save this with another song.
Well, I know where you're going and who's going to meet you there. I know how late you'll be coming home, but guess who doesn't care? Tonight I'll step out too, since I won't be here. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. I'm not sticking around to bake a cake for your birthday while you're out running around. Help you celebrate, may she bring you lots of cheer. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. Now I've made my mind up, played seconds long enough. You think I don't mean it, so you're gonna call my bluff. Well, I'll be busy packing while you're holding her near. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. My best wishes may be early, but I'm not sticking around to bake a cake for your birthday while you're out running around. You can help you celebrate, may she bring you. The world.
Although Loretta continued to write, the 1970s saw her so busy that sometimes she did go to other songwriters and record songs that were written by other people. This next song back in 1973 was written by William Cody Hall, and it actually became Loretta's seventh number one record on the U.S. country singles chart as a solo artist. The song stayed at number one for 2 weeks and spent a total of 13 weeks on the country music charts. It would become one of her favorite songs, and a song that she would continue to perform throughout the rest of her career. Here's Loretta Lynn doing a beautiful ballad called Love is the Foundation We Lean On.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.